I don't make the laws, sir. Your outrage notwithstanding, you still need to prove the parents are deceased. The boy has to be declared a legal orphan. But, I began, you wanted the long answer and I'm giving it to you. Your next problem is that you need the cooperation of the child's country of origin. Now that's difficult under the best of circumstances, and to quote you, this is Afghanistan we're talking about. We don't have an American embassy in Kabul. That makes things extremely complicated, just about impossible. What are you saying, that I should throw him back on the streets? I said. I didn't say that. He was sexually abused, I said, thinking of the bells around Sohrab's ankles, the mascara on his eyes. I'm sorry to hear that, Andrews's mouth said. The way he was looking at me, though, we might as well have been talking about the weather. But that is not going to make the INS issue this young fellow a visa. Well, what are you saying? I'm saying that if you want to help, send money to a reputable relief organization. Volunteer at a refugee camp. But at this point in time, we strongly discourage U.S. citizens from attempting to adopt Afghan children. I got up. Come on, Sohrab, I said in Farsi. Sohrab slid next to me and rested his head on my hip. I remembered the Polaroid of him and Hassan standing that same way. Can I ask you something, Mr. Andrews? Yes. Do you have children? For the first time, he blinked. Well, do you? It's a simple question. He was silent. I thought so, I said, taking Sohrab's hand. They ought to put someone in your chair who knows what it's like to want a child. I turned to go, Sohrab trailing me. Can I ask you a question? Andrews called. Go ahead. Have you promised this child you'll take him with you? What if I have? I said. He shook his head. It's a dangerous business, making promises to kids. He sighed and opened his desk drawer again. You mean to pursue this? He said, rummaging through papers. I mean to pursue this, I said. He produced a business card. Then I advise you to get a good immigration lawyer. Omar Faisal works here in Islamabad. You can tell him I sent you. I took the card from him. Thanks, I muttered. Good luck, he said. As we exited the room, I glanced over my shoulder. Andrews was standing in a rectangle of sunlight, absently staring out the window, his hands turning the potted tomato plants toward the sun, petting them lovingly. Take care, the secretary said as we passed her desk. Your boss could use some manners, I said. I expected her to roll her eyes, maybe not in that, I know, everybody says that, kind of way. Instead, she lowered her voice. Poor Ray. He hasn't been the same since his daughter died. I raised an eyebrow. Suicide, she whispered. On the taxi ride back to the hotel, Sohrab rested his head on the window and kept staring at the passing buildings, the rows of gum trees. His breath fogged the glass, cleared, fogged it again. I waited for him to ask me about the meeting, but he didn't.